Hey, Meet Cute listeners, we are Likewise, a recommendation app for TV shows, movies, books, and podcasts used by millions of romance fans just like you. Everyone has a romance trope they can't get enough of. Whether you're into dark romantic fantasies, enemies to lovers, or slow burns, you can discover more of it on Likewise. You can search for specific genres, tropes, or themes and instantly get recommendations picked specifically for you. Download the Likewise app today.
Doing? You're making a scene with all this crap. We're not colonizing a new planet. Pizza spins, dinky donuts, boppers, a muggle lunch. What the hell are these?
These are classic snacks. Classic. They'll never be discontinued.
Also, you late.
Am I?
I specifically said don't be late.
Huh. I must have missed that. Slice?
I'm good. Trying to, limit my soda intake these days.
Really? Oh, I drink like 15 of these a day. Something this refreshing can't be bad for you.
It's just carbonated sugar water with chemicals. There's no way that's good for you.
Fizzy sweet chemical water? The way of the future, man. Last week's pizza.
I don't get it.
What?
Well, you look like this sophisticated, mysterious writer type. You should be nestled in the corner of a Parisian cafe, writing a novela, sipping an espresso or some shit. But then you open your mouth, and you're like a 14-year-old boy. It's Attack of the Body Snatchers or something. I don't get it.
You think I look mysterious? Wow, I'm blushing.
Did you just miss the part where I compare you to a teenage boy?
Fine. I'm a wee bit uncouth, rough around the edges. What do you care?
What if we were somewhere nice? What if we were at Delmonico's or the Waldorf, and you're burping all the livelong day?
How did we get all the way from this charmingly busted Chevy Nova to Delmonico's? And how did my ladylike ass get added into the mix?
I don't know.
Okay.
Great!
Why are we yelling?
Beats me!
If you're saying that you want to go to Delmonico's with me, gaze into each other's eyes over a plate of tuna tartare paired with an effervescent white, maybe when this is over, my solemn word, no burping. And I clean up nice.
Okay, yeah, okay, sure.
What's next?
We wait, patiently, quietly, like two soldiers in the foxhole. Do you want to let the enemy know you're here?
Guess not.
Guess not. I need a firm but quiet hell no.
Hell no, sir.
Thank you.
For how long?
As long as it takes.
Oh.
Not glamorous, this job. Lots of sitting and waiting, digging through people's trash, getting God knows what germ from that payphone booth I crouch in. Stoop into places you never thought you'd go.
Wait, like what?
Off the record.
Germs from payphone. Wait. You found Joan Collins, Andrew McCarthy, and Mr. T. All there?
All there. And if it hadn't been for Steve Gutenberg speaking up, might have never found them. Not to mention it was volcano season.
That is wild.
True story.
Huh.
Wow.
So when did you branch off onto your own?
About a year ago.
Was she, also a private eye?
We both were, private eyes. Though I've been a private eye my whole life, and she more experimented with it a few times in college.
Did she, go be with another private eye? Maybe one of those annoying ones who juice all their vegetables and go jogging every morning and look great in spandex, or...
She quit the business, so to speak.
Ah, yes. So many do. Shame.
Not an easy life, being a private eye in the 80s. Can't be too open about the job. You only get a few private eye bars to meet other private eyes. And then, you never really know if they're also in the biz. A little better here in New York, where there's more of us.
And I bet I know half of them.
How long have you been...
Oh, I've been gay my whole life. Huge crush on Farrah Fawcett in high school. Pinups everywhere. I even wrote her a passionate fan letter that rhymed. Some of my best work.
See? Knew you were a teenage boy.
Hey, I think that's our guy.
What? Crap! Told you to not wear that perfume. Way too distracting.
Oh, he is handsome. In that, I will drain your bank account, leave you high and dry kind of way.
We need a little bit more than your mental picture to get paid.
Stop whining about it and get your camera.
Where the hell is it?
I don't know. I'm not your camera's handler.
Wait, here's the strap. You're sitting on it? Oh, this costs about 4 years of a decent state school. Get up.
Oh, I thought something felt weird. I don't even want to tell you what I thought it was sitting on. Wait, here, quick, take it, quick.
Pipe down, he's gonna hear us.
I'm sorry, you're choking me with that thing. I thought I was gonna pass out.
Unnecessarily dramatic.
Okay. He's inside. You can stop.
You know what, Rachel? I like you, but boy, are you annoying to be in a stakeout with.
Dinky donut?
What are you writing about? Nothing's happening.
I'm taking down notes about the scene. This car, the neighborhood, the businessmen in their bespoke suits, the secretaries with their giant shoulder pads and brand new sparkling white Reeboks for lunchtime walks. All the neighborhood smells.
Do not attribute the potent set of off-brand chips to me.
Hardy har. Maybe I was taking down notes about your steely gaze.
All right. You can keep that.
I thought so.
How long can this freaking aerobics class session be? How long can you kick your legs in the air to, you know, wham, or maybe freaking Spandau Ballet, or, I don't know, could be a Flock of Seagulls?
Are you just listing off all of your cassette tapes? Imagine, they're doing aerobics, and then some other kinds of aerobics. Get it?
Look at Nancy Drew. You really cracked the case.
No need for sarcasm.
What's your angle for this piece anyway? What's the headline?
Thinking the series might be called Women's Work in a Man's World.
And this article in particular?
I don't know yet. Maybe how I annoyed the shit out of a grumpy PI and still managed to take her to a pizza after. Maybe. Still workshopping it.
Oh.
Have I rendered you speechless?
No. No. I've got speech. Somewhere.
Well, when you find it, you just let me know.
Shit! There he is!
And he's with her! Whoa, look at them, arm in arm, both sweaty. Wow, she is hotsy-totsy. Long, sumptuous hair, abs you could wash your clothes on. Jesus! Gotta hand it to them. They're a steamy duo. I do get the appeal of both. I do. I can't deny it.
The running commentary is not necessary. All right, buddy. Let's give her the kiss. Need that money shot.
Oh, they stopped. She's gazing into his eyes. He's doing the married man. Look both ways. Nobody's watching. And they...
What is that?
Oh, shoot. My work pager.
Work pager?
Yeah, I'm a journalist. Maybe there's a news emergency.
Read your bylines. Your last article was words of affirmation I say to my cat. Not exactly hard-hitting journalism. God!
First of all, flattered that you've read my work. Always great to meet a fan.
Get down! He's looking around. Oh, no. He's crossing the street. Mayday! I think he spotted us because of your dumb pager!
Hey, just because I'm a young professional with cutting-edge technology, you don't need to hold that against me.
How about you get some cutting-edge tech that's a little bit more stealth, huh?
Shush! They're coming! I have an idea. Just go with it.
Wait, what are you... You're coming in for an adult kiss?
Yeah.
Sex sitting on the parking brake.
Don't stop now. They're right behind us.
Could have sworn I heard a camera flash.
Only these two lovebirds.
Romance is in the air, Dad.
You make me feel so young, Alicia. So alive, so vibrant.
Oh, my knight in shining armor. What's wrong? You look a little spooked.
Can't shake the feeling that someone's watching us. Let's not meet at your studio for a bit.
That prolonged kiss was quite unprofessional.
Yeah, but it worked, did it not?
Perhaps.
Perhaps. You okay?
Yeah, why?
You're all sweaty and flustered like Dom DeLuise in a Burt Reynolds movie.
Fine. Have a gland problem sometimes.
Oh, the old gland problem, huh?
Sweat glands aside, we actually got a real issue to contend with.
We're out of snacks. I know.
Didn't get the money shot of the two of them, okay? Preferably smooching like nobody's watching. It sounds like Dan's getting suspicious. Can't only guess why. It sounded like a block party over here.
So we pivot? What's next?
If they're abandoning their normal meetup, need to spot them at another location. He's got to be footing the bill for some fine dining tonight.
No way. This guy's a cheapskate. If they're getting all hot and heavy at her studio, that means he's decidedly not putting them up in fancy hotels.
Maybe he's trying to be discreet.
Nah, yeah, right. I know that type. A cheap cheater? Nothing worse.
Speak from experience.
No comment. Why don't we wait for him outside his office and see if they meet up later for part two of their rendezvous?
Worth the try. Hey, you know, you got a nice nose for the job. Think on your feet, understand what motors people. That's intuition, which can't be learned.
Really?
Yeah. The loud snacks and the pager proved a little bit problematic, but overall, been nice having you here. Okay? Even if I razz ya.
Yeah. Half the time I feel like I'm holed up with a surly dock worker. But thanks. Needed to hear something nice just then.
Happy to oblige. Can you stop rustling around?
My back is killing me, and I've had to pee for the past 2 hours, and we still don't really know who shot JFK.
That's because you drank all that soda. I told ya. And you need to stretch more.
We have been sitting here for hours. How are you not uncomfortable?
Spend a little time in the military, okay? Basic training. The whole nine. Mind over matter.
Tell that to my bladder, Sergeant. And my lumbar spine.
He's bound to come out, okay? Any minute now. So, who's your cheap cheater?
What do you mean?
When you said that about Dan earlier, you knew he was a cheap cheater. Had a little bite, little tinge of that personal. You bit your lip, you know? Like it was hard to remember.
You're not the only one with a former partner in the biz.
Yeah? Fellow journalist?
Yeah. We met in J school. We were fierce rivals, and then one night we got on the same page. And by page, I mean dorm room. And by dorm room, well, you get my drift. She was about as waspy as they come. Road crew, great arms, but her Connecticut family wasn't about to let her pursue a long-term career with me. I worked so many jobs in college just to stay afloat. SAT tutor, dishwasher, the cafeteria's resident omelet girl, you name it. Yet somehow, I always picked up the bill.
And the cheating?
Chip Hayworth of the Princeton Hayworths. Did speech and debate at Phillips Exeter. Garden variety nightmare. To this day, if I see floppy brown hair in a Brooks Brothers suit, the color drains from my face.
Ooh, sounds awful.
Yeah, you're telling me. The cut of a Brooks Brothers suit is the worst, like a sail.
I meant the guy, not the suit.
Oh, right. Yeah, I knew that. I mean, the guy droned on about bird watching. Bird watching! It was like competing with a mound of pudding. Pudding with a trust fund.
Not that it's a competition, but you win.
Hardly. I'm battling rats for the remote control on a nightly basis.
Come on. You're young. Hardscrabble journalist, working for The Voice, living in New York City, baby. Wherever Miss Connecticut is, wiping the tissues of Chip's boring babies, she's looking out the window, just wishing her life could be half as exciting as yours.
I don't know about hardscrabble, but thank you. It's a nice thought. Hey, it's him. It's Dan.
Calm down. Who's he with?
Wait, let me see.
His lady?
Aw, shoot. Just a group of bankers, looks like.
What a life, huh? Aerobics, more aerobics, cush job, then happy hour. Gotta work this case from another angle.
Yeah?
Need to get to the girlfriend. She'll lead us to water.
From Vogue, The Run Through, a new weekly podcast featuring the most riveting news in fashion and culture. With Vogue's take on the big stories.
Fashion in relation to sports, culture, and politics. From the red carpets and runways to political and cultural events.
Bringing you undertold stories from around the globe.
With voices rarely accessible and uncommonly authentic.
On this season of The Run Through, Serena Williams, Michaela Cole, Mathieu Blasé, and more.
The Run Through with Vogue.
I'm Chloe Mao.
I'm Cho Minardi.
Available now wherever you get your podcasts.